the South Side this afternoon, and guess who's being honored? The Sod Father. That's right. Roger Bossard will be recognized today. His 55th opening day, he has designed major league fields across the country. He has patented drainage and irrigation systems used by 19 of the 30 major league teams. He joined the Sox in 1967 as an assistant to his dad, Gene, who is the head groundskeeper from 1940 to 1983. Congratulations, Roger. Happy your opening day.
Well, thank you. You know, it's a pleasure talking to you guys. I do want to start off by saying I was hoping that between you two, you can make a phone call for me to somebody and get me a little sunshine. I'll take 50 in sunshine. Can you guys do that for me?
Yeah. Well, yeah. How's the field and how's the forecast? I know you've been checking the weather closely today.
Yeah, the field's fine. Actually, from a agronomic viewpoint, it's been a great spring. You know, I might be the only guy in Chicago that's going. I love snow. We had that 2 feet of snow here, and obviously my field was blanketed. And it's such a, when you've got the snow, it's a cover for your grass, so the plant will not go into dormancy as quick, or if at all. So actually, and then when you get the 82 degree days, it comes out of dormancy quite quick. I'm ready. I just, you know, opening day is certainly the most important day to a groundkeeper and the ball club. You know, the first game of the season at the home field, and you want everything to look beautiful. But I'm hoping the weatherman can turn things around a little bit. Obviously, I've got my own Doppler here also. And right now we're looking at looks like waves of rain coming in and out. Hopefully later on in the day we can get that the infamous window, if you will.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about that, Roger, because I know we've asked you about that, I think, before, but I know I've seen Tom Skilling's weather set up over, but yours has to be pretty elaborate, right? I mean, what kind of stuff do you have going there to let you know when that window is coming or that when the rain is coming?
Well, you know what? Two things. I have my Doppler here, of course, and I've got my weather from the roof of the park. I mean, I've got everything up there, the antenna. But I've got to admit, I've learned a lot from Tommy. He's one of my mentors with this. And it's extremely important that we get the weather right. You've got people coming in from sometimes 50, 60 miles away, and you certainly don't want to make a bad call where you go, well, we're going to play, and then you've got rain for the next 4 hours and you cancel it. So it's become a major factor in baseball for groundkeepers.
Roger, you are responsible also for the playing field now at Wrigley Field, right?
No. I love the people at Wrigley. I had designed and rebuilt the field 8 years ago over there for them. And I will say this, they have a great ground crew over there, and they're great people. they're one of the people I got a lot of people fooled. They all think I know what I'm doing. So I keep going down that road.
Yeah. I think it's in your genes. Your grandfather was the head groundskeeper in Cleveland for years. Your uncle is in the MLB Groundskeepers Hall of Fame. Your dad, as we mentioned, was in charge there from 1940 to 1983. And I read in the Trib today that you've already mowed the grass there a dozen times and planted three different types of fertilizer. What I want to know is, how do you handle your lawn at home? I imagine people want to find a weed there and make fun of you from time to time. But I want to get that pattern in my lawn that you do on the field. You know what I mean? How do I do that?
Well, you know what? I'll answer both those questions. One, I do not have dandelions. I can tell you that. if I do, everyone and their brother's knocking on my door. As far as the striping of the grass, that's the cosmetic view. All it is, it's a matter of which way you go with your mower. On the back of your mower, there's a little roller. So it takes the blade of the plant and mats it one way. Then when you come opposite the next to the other way, it mats the blade of the plant the other way, and it gives you the cosmetic look. It's something that's been done for years, and certain groundkeepers do different tricks of the trade with it. It's just a cosmetic thing that it's very eye-appealing to the fan. As far as Grandpa and my uncles, there's actually six of us that have been Major League head groundkeepers.
Wow. Wow.
And only one of us out of that group hasn't been doing it for 40 years. So, guys, I've been blessed. I have mentioned to a few people. Remember when Lou Gehrig, you know, he made that famous speech that he was the most fortunate person in the world to be with the Yankees. Guys, Lou comes second. I've been doing what I do for 55 years. And barring the infamous disco demolition, I haven't worked a day. That's the only day where I really worked. I can remember telling my dad, you know, I'm not quite sure I'm in the right industry right now. But you know, it's been great, really. I was with Rick Kahn, a couple weeks ago when we were talking about it. And, you know, I'm certainly a type A type person, very energetic. And every once in a while I might think of, well, you know, is this the time? But with what Rick and Kenny have done with this club for the next 4 or 5 years, I told Rick, you know what, you're going to hang on with me for a few more. I'd love to get one more ring.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you had a chance to sit back and reminisce a little bit with Tony La Russa? Because you're probably one of the few people still at the ballpark who were there when Tony broke in as a manager.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Tony and I have kept in touch over all the years. In my opinion, it was a great move bringing Tony in. He's the best. He's a Hall of Famer. Tony and I have reminisced. Obviously, I'm in spring training with the guys, too, taking care of the fields there. We talked numerous times. He's a very intelligent person, and as far as baseball goes, there's none better. He's going to take us where we want to go.
Does he ask you from time to time to cut the grass a certain way or get the dirt just so around the base from time to time for one of his guys?
You know what? I'm going to watch myself talking to you guys. You're hitting on some things that I really don't want. I really don't know if I want to talk. I mean, there are tricks of the trade, and let me just say that my friend number 10, which is what I call him, we've had that discussion, and I'm not going to go any further.
That's why you've been around 55 years. The sod father, Roger Bossard, a very young 73 years old, and I take it you have patched it up with Steve Dahl by now.
You know what? I have the first 9 or 10 years, maybe 15. We're a little tentative there for a while. But Steve and I have become good friends. He's a good guy, and we've hashed it over, and it's passed.
Go Sox! Thank you, Roger, and congratulations on 55 great years with the Sox. Keep going, buddy.
Thank you very much. My pleasure, guys.